What's going on, Earners? Welcome to EYL University, the number one place for business education. Shadi, tell them what we're bringing.
Yes, EYL University already has over 100 past webinars from all areas of business. It includes weekly webinars from industry leaders. It includes access to our investment Facebook group, movie club, our book club. It also includes access to monthly financial planning calls with yours truly. But what has been added has access to MG the Mortgage Guy's Home Buyer's Blueprint, over 14 hours, everything you need to know as far as the home buying process is concerned. And also what has been added is access to our monthly group chat call. Right. So once a month, me, Troy, and the whole team is going to let you in on our personal plays, our portfolio, what we're doing, and more. So all of that, we are running for a special promo code of 70% off for a limited time only. So head to EYLUniversity.com right now and take advantage.
You know how this works. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. We'll see you on the other side.
Earners, what's going on? You are now locked into Cliff Notes, the number one place for investment strategies, tips, and advice.
Let's dive into it. I believe, so you're an enthusiast of Cardano?
Yes, I am. Actually, I've actually been invested since 2017. And like initially I was like, oh, I'm in it for the money. But then when I actually looked more into the project, I appreciate it. And I've kind of always appreciated it. So I went through the whole thing, through the whole bear market. Even my husband and I even were investing while it was down as well. So definitely grateful that it's gone on such a nice run right now. And I think mainly like, I don't know, one of the main things I like about seeing this company is more along the lines of I'm watching it grow, right? Like it's birthing, it's going through its growing pains. People are slinging its name through the mud and it's late on its projects, but now like things are rolling out, including the Mary Hart fork that just happened today. So yeah, there's a lot to say. So if you guys have any questions, I'm definitely open to answer everything you have.
So for the average beginner who has no idea what Cardano is, because we were invested in it too.
I still am.
Yeah, we're still investing in it since 2017. So it's funny that you said you were. What is the functionality of it? Because that's one of the things we spoke about on Wednesday in our crypto class. It's like every coin has a functionality. So what does the white paper say about Cardano? What's its functionality?
Okay, so as of right now, the goal that Charles has, it pretty much takes on the world, right? It's going to be its own ecosystem. I'm not sure if you're aware of the things that he has going on in Africa, but he did sign an agreement with Ethiopia. Actually, I have it written down. Where is that? So yeah, he signed an MOU, which is just a memorandum of understanding with the Ethiopian Ministry of Science and Technology. So, and that's going to be on an agricultural front. And they've already been doing that with beef here in America, as well as New Balance, the shoe company. And it's really a lot of on-chain things. So, you know, you're getting unique and genuine products. You know exactly where it comes from because it's on the blockchain. And as of today, there's going to be native tokens. So it's literally its own ecosystem. And they're also going to have an ERC-20 converter. So if there's any projects that are on Ethereum or anything like that, and they want to move over to Cardano, they will be able to do so. So now it's getting to the point where you can actually have your own token on the blockchain.
Oh, so originally it was built on Ethereum, but now they're having their own platforms?
No, it wasn't built on Ethereum. Okay. It's its own thing. Yes.
Okay. Got you.
So it's interesting. ADA, Cardano.
I invested
in 2017, 2017. Yeah. I have 4,800 coins of Cardano. So I'm enthusiastic about it, and it's good because it wasn't really doing too much for a long period of time.
Sleeping.
I actually spoke about this on the podcast. My coins are actually stuck on Binance. That's a different story. I gotta get them out. But so for anybody that may not be familiar what we're talking about right now, you hear us talk about cryptocurrency a lot, and you hear us talking about obviously Bitcoin and Ethereum. But there's other cryptos out there.
Yeah,
what's called altcoins. So the altcoins, so Bitcoin is like the big dog.
Granddaddy.
I think
of
it's 60% dominant in the space, right? Mm-hmm. So that means that the whole market, Bitcoin takes up 60%. But there's thousands of other coins that make up that 40%. So you have Ethereum, you have Cardano, you have Tether, which is the stable coin. You have Bitcoin Cash, you have XRP, you have Litecoin, a bunch of different things. And they all have different functionalities. And at the time, in 2017, Cardano was getting a lot of publicity. And it was supposed to be like the next one. It was like Cardano to the moon. And it never really reached its full potential. But but you still are holding out hope that it can still be the leader, one of the leaders in the space, huh?
Oh, it's definitely going to be one of the leaders. And like I said, I've been watching their journey a lot. So I've seen a lot of the hardships and things that they're going through as a company. And one of their hugest accomplishments that I took part of initially in their testnet was their Daedalus wallet for staking. So if you're not staking your ADA, I think you should. You get an average of 5.5% a year on those, and the return is always on ADA. So you'll get that, and obviously the price of ADA is growing. So even if you end up with a few tokens here and there, because it is, you get rewarded every 5 days. Your tokens are not locked. You are free to do whatever you want with your tokens. Like, you can decide to stake and unstake the very same day, and like there's no penalty or anything like that. It's really, really easy. And once you have that going, you pick out a stake pool. I would suggest going for something that's unsaturated, meaning they're not at their full level and they're looking for more delegators. Mainly because if you go with a smaller pool, there's a better chance you'll get better rewards, because if something's already saturated, then the rewards are going to be split between all of the people that are in there.
Can you tell us really quick what staking is?
So staking is what you do instead of mining. Bitcoin has mining on their, that's how you get Bitcoin. You get it from mining. And with the Ouroboros protocol, which is actually, it is from Cardano. They are the creators. And from my understanding, Polkadot is also using the Ouroboros protocol. It is open source, so they are definitely free to do that. Charles has it out there for everyone to do. And Charles Hoskinson is the creator, and he was also the co-founder of Ethereum as well. So you will put your wallet put your ADA into the wallet, and you will stake it. And staking just means that they're going to be holding your tokens. And since they're holding your tokens, they're going to be using those tokens to get more tokens. And from those, they're going to pay you for holding those tokens. It's kind of like when you go to a bank and you put your money in the bank, and they're like, oh, you know, we'll give you, if you keep your money in the bank, we'll give you 2% a year or something similar as that. Only they're giving you 5.5% a year.
Yeah.
Quick question. So a lot of the adoption piece for the cryptocurrency space comes when large corporations step in.
Yes.
So we saw Square do that with Bitcoin. We even heard Stellar when we saw IBM get involved. Is there anybody that you know of now that is getting involved with Cardano or has been involved?
Well, there are several countries in Africa. And I mentioned the Ethiopian ministry in their agricultural segment. And there are a few more. I kind of wish I had more of Africa. However, they are teaching students how to program using their computing language Haskell, and is built into Plutus. So they're actually creating, and they have been creating over these past years, students and educators that are familiar with their programming languages. So when everything is actually signed and agreed with the government, which he's actually stating is moving along quite nicely. And he's expecting some more information this month. He said March. So we should be expecting some more movement with Africa soon enough. And I'm excited about it. So the fact that we have the devs are now able to start writing code, and now we're having more people that are knowing this particular language to actually write on Cardano is pretty exciting. And that's just one school of the several out there. So it's much to look forward to. I'm not exactly sure what they have in store, but now they have the ability to create whatever they want to create. And I'm pretty excited. And they, with Marlowe, is another program that they have. You can actually drag and drop your script, which is very simple. Like, there's several different computing languages. I wish like everyone just explored it. I don't know. It's really exciting.
Cardano over Bitcoin.
Well, I think Bitcoin is nice. It has high fees. It's slow. The scaling, it can get expensive. I don't think it's horrible. I think it's still really good to hold, but do I think it's the absolute future? I don't know. I don't know. Why I choose ADA over Bitcoin is all of those reasons that they're actually able to accomplish this. And there's no one in Bitcoin. There's no one over in Bitcoin and saying, hey, let's go to this country and let's develop and help this country and let them learn tech in this different language. And let's give them the ability to create whatever they want to create. Let's give them this opportunity. No one in Bitcoin does that. Bitcoin is just there. It's just there.
Yeah. It's interesting. Like I said, I'm hoping for the best. I personally have over 4,000 coins. So
to the moon.
If I can ever get my actual coins out and if it does go
that
to the
sucks.
Moon.
Then,
you lost the password?
Yeah, I got like $5,000 just sitting there. No, it's not the password. It's Binance stopped. For American citizens, they stopped letting people like do anything. So I can't, it's there. It's not like frozen or anything, but I can't actually transfer the money out. I can't trade. I can't sell it. I can't do anything. It's just like there. So
are you sure? I recently transferred some out of Binance because I was in a similar situation and I was flagged saying that I can't use it again because I'm a US citizen. But right before I got that warning, I was able to move things around. They didn't stop or anything like that. I wonder if you can send them an email. I'm sure you have.
I'll
VPN.
Yeah.
I don't know if I should have said that, but yeah.
Oh no, we went over that. We explained it.
Okay.
We went over the view. I just gotta have enough time, but it's all good. I'm not too concerned about it. But
what? Nice problems to have. It's just money.
I appreciate it. Anything else that you want to say before you head out? Any other cryptos that you like, or are you just
I have other ones. They're not all performing as well, unfortunately. I hold some ZRX. They came in decently. I was expecting to mm-hmm. get at least like a $4 or $5 push out of it, and it's just kind of hanging out at $1.20. And I have Tron. I'm really hoping that it can get up to like, I don't know, 40, 50 cents. I mean, at least break your all-time high. Like, I'm really like, you can do it.
I'm glad you said that.
We had 4 years. Yeah.
We had Tron at it when it hit its all-time high.
I was telling everybody I could about it. I was watching this guy on Periscope. I was reading his tweets. I'm like, we got to get this thing. We had it at, I think it was a fourth of a penny. It didn't even reach 1 cent. And then one night, it ran up to 28 cents and my phone was blowing up. Everybody was like, oh, 1,000 is. We made it. And those days haven't come
back.
It was
exciting. Yeah. Yeah.
I knew Tron was in trouble when I saw Justin Sun blow his nose. He did something that was extremely weird. He blew his nose with like a something, right? Like a McDonald's bag or something like that on an interview. And I said, Troy, we're in trouble with this. And then ever since then,
that's not a good look.
Character of the founder.
That's a key point. If anybody doesn't know, Justin's son is the guy that founded Tron. He's like one of these like billionaire young kids out of China.
Yeah.
And I think he paid like Warren Buffett.
Warren Buffett.
$4.7 million to have lunch with him.
He paid Warren Buffett $4 million to have lunch with him. He's like crazy. But long story short, research the founder, and a lot. This is the same with the stock market. Troy was real enthusiastic about Tron, and yep. I just started having reservations when I started to research this guy, and he seemed like he gave me con artist vibes. I don't know. I don't want to call him a scam artist, but he just gave me that type of energy, and it's been downhill ever since. So I still have Tron too. I can't. That's another coin I can't get off of Binance. So hopefully one of these days these cryptos or all my crypto, you have so many cryptos that I have more cryptos than I have stock.
It was a top 20. It's still a top 25 coin. And it actually moved off Ethereum. True. And has its own network. So
yeah,
the reason I was so enthusiastic about it was because it had the gaming space. And so one of the things that it allows you to do is get tokens as a reward. The same thing we kind of saw in the space now where kids are on Roblox and they have to pay to get better at the game. He was using his token to get better in the gaming settings. And so once I realized that was happening, I'm like, gaming is the way. They have their own platform. We got to go with Tron.
Yeah, it was.
For like 3 weeks, I was a genius. Yeah.
It was a good idea. It's still a good idea in theory because it's like, you know, these coins have all usages. So the gaming, we talk about like Hero. It's all related. That's why you got to learn like so Market Mondays is not a one trick pony. We talk about so many different stuff, but it's all investing. And cryptocurrency, I mean, you're blind if you can't see what's going on with crypto right now. And you would be a fool if you didn't at the very least educate yourself on the space. That's why we did the open enrollment last week on crypto. That's why we're talking about this for a little bit today, because it's not going anywhere and it's only going to get bigger. So when you see people investing in Bitcoin and Ethereum, it's not the only two. You would be an idiot if you think that just two coins are going to be the only coins that's ever going to survive 100 years from now. So the idea with Tron is that, you know, originally they were going to be the token for video games. And that's what really made a lot of sense to me, because it's like the video game industry is so huge. So we talk about like Hero, which is a video game ETF. So I'm like, all right, if millions of people are playing video games and they have a token that's dedicated towards the video game industry, then that makes sense. That's something that I understand. And I can see how this makes sense. If it's like one common currency for video gamers all across the world, whether you're in South Africa, whether you're in Japan, or whether you're in America, and you just have one common currency that you can use for video gaming, I mean, that makes a lot of sense. And this is why crypto still makes a lot of sense to me as far as the different usage. And it's like, even like casino, imagine if you're in a casino, you know, when you like, most of the big whales in the casino come from Japan. They come from overseas, from Asia. So they go to Vegas, they got to, you know, change their money over and stuff like that. But what if there was a currency just for casinos? So now when you come in from Japan, you don't have to change your money over. You can just use the, you know, whatever coin, the gambling coin, whatever. Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying? So that just makes a lot of sense. So
It's one of the things we said. Yeah. If we compare it to the dot-com era, we just have to figure out who the Google, who the Yahoo, any of these big sites, who's the next Amazon in this space, right? We don't want to have the excite.com. And that's what we could have if we get the wrong altcoin. So again, read the white papers, right? You know, I'm a firm believer of doing the research. So that's part of it. Do the research. Like you said, when we invested, I started reading everything I could about this guy. If he was doing a live Periscope, if he's on Telegram, I was watching. So I wanted to know who this person was. And yeah, I think when he blew his nose into his hand and wiped it. And you were like, that's it, I'm done with this dude.
It gave me.
Yeah, what price to get in Cardano?
Ooh.
Come on.
This is going to be a hard one. Okay, so I have like this theory behind it, right? So when I was investing, I just noticed like these situations where it was just extremely different. I eventually read about it later, but at one point when I was like hoping more people would get into it, I noticed like these weird price fluctuations around like 33 cents. And then it felt like in 2-3 days, we were like 88 or 90 cents. And I come to find out someone actually, over a matter of days, they invested about $500 million into ADA. And it's kind of like, man, I just hope everyone get in before a dollar. And then there was that drop to like that 88 cent mark. Again, it's kind of like it went there and like it just rejected immediately, like as soon as it touched 88. So I almost feel like if you made it under that 30 cent area, you kind of cemented into like this bottom, a bottom part of it. However, there is a fund picking up ADA right now, and they're actually selling their Bitcoin for ADA and Polkadot, and they're going to be buying ADA and Polkadot up until mid-March. So whatever this price is right now, they're probably keeping it right around a dollar. So I kind of don't think it's going to go under a dollar anytime soon.
So you know, which is wrong with me every day. Are you using crypto like your long-term hedge or like replacement for stocks? Because the returns are higher than futures, but your passion for crypto is there. So tell me the strategy behind that.
So I kind of do both. I do my my long-term investing in stocks, and I do have my long-term investing in crypto. Mm-hmm. One of them is ADA. And then I have coins where I say that, like, once they get to, like, the coins that I'm just going to sell, right? Like, I have my long-term investment, and then I have something where once it reach a certain area, I'm just going to relinquish whatever I'm holding. And with ADA, I'm just kind of right now is going into discovery mode, and I'm not even sure if I should put a cap on it. Like, a part of me is saying I really don't think it's gonna go past $5, on like this next high run. Maybe it'll go to like maybe $4.50, maybe come back and retrace to $1.20, possibly, before another push up. And the next push up maybe around 10 to 15. But these are guesstimations. This is what my assumptions are. That's gonna happen at some point. I feel like it's just not.
I like the way that sounds.
We
got some millionaires in there.
Greatly appreciated. Thank you. Thank you for coming on. Thank you. I'm sure we'll see more of you in the future, but I'm glad
we had a pleasure to take
a break from stocks for a minute and talk about crypto, because that's something that we all have been passionate about for a long time. So
you know what else we're passionate about? Women investors. So thank you, Kayla. Out of women's history.
I like women investors.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us. We appreciate it.
To hear a more extended conversation, make sure to check out our live YouTube show, Market Mondays, every Monday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 7 p.m. Central. And check out the Market Mondays podcast on iHeart, Spotify, Apple, or wherever you download your podcast now.
My graduates from my school being Forbes,
bag drop.
A mic drop. Bag drop.